we spoke to David Vitter, I think yesterday, actually, and we asked him again if he's planning to run, you know, when he plans to announce to run for governor. And it seems as if he's already made his decision, but it's a matter of he's just waiting for the right time to say whether or not he's going to be jumping into the race or not. Is there any sort of timeline that we should be looking for with the senator about when he wants to say he's going to be running for governor?
No, not at all. I think more than anything else, and this is from a disparate group of sources, of course, over the last, say, 90 days, I think what everybody is understanding is that for some reason, Senator Vitter always believed he was going to tell us one way or another in early 2014. He has said so for some time, and that's fine. That's his deadline. I don't know of any other reason that there would be one. We don't even have qualifying for this year's federal elections and local elections until August 20th through the 22nd. Qualifying for the governor's race is a year after that. So he may very well, and it wouldn't surprise me, he may believe the best way to keep the minimum number of candidates in that race is for him to raise a whole lot of money nonstop. If he wants to do that while people are raising money for a Shreveport mayor's race or a congressional race or, more particularly, the U.S. Senate race, then the senator may just decide, shoot, I can't be raising any money in 2014 if people don't see me in the race. And frankly, I think he will. I think he will raise money this year that other people, even in that race, much less in the Senate race, will not raise. I think he will convince a lot of people that it's much, much better to get involved in the governor's race in 15 than to worry about a lot of these races in 14.
And what was interesting, a couple days ago, a report came out saying that a pro-Vitter super PAC raised $1.5 million. It's not just the $1.5 million that's interesting to me. It's more that he raised more than Mary Landrieu's campaign for her Senate reelection and more than Cassidy's bid for the Senate seat. Does any of this money, how much does this really play into what we should be looking at for Vitter in terms of him deciding to run for governor or for Senate or even just the landscape right now?
I think it does show what we already have seen demonstrated in his campaigns for the U.S. Senate. He is a very, very, and uniquely, I would say, powerful Louisiana politician. I'm not judging that power, good or ill. I'm just saying he's got a lot of it. And there are a lot of expectations for him from the conservative side of the street for governor. In Louisiana, the name of the power game, and that's what this discussion is the governor's office, not a U.S. senator's office, not any other office. I can remember many years ago we used to talk frequently about how at that point in time the governor of Minnesota had 15 or 18, I forget which, people that he or she just outright named to a job. At the same time, in Louisiana, that number was over 2,500. There aren't many governorships in America that have the kind of implicit power that this one does, especially since our governors also run the legislative branch, not just the executive branch. And this is a place that David Vitter began his career, the state legislature. I mean, he is going to mean all the things that people play politics for if they're interested in the power and the money. He means it much more than most Senate candidates ever could. That is the game people are looking at. They just want to survive this Senate race.
Do you think he's made a decision yet, or do you think he legitimately has not made up his mind yet?
No, I mean, I'm in the camp of people who would be just absolutely flabbergasted if he's not running, and I think he has known that for some time.